We're now joined by head coach Josh Lyle over at Tri-County. We're not quite for softball anyway for the point of wrapping up interviews. That's right around the corner, I'm afraid, for a lot of the softball teams. But for the Tri-County baseball team, it is the wrap-up interview today. They played their final game of the fall season against Linn County last night, took a 13-0 loss against the Mustangs. Played four games here since the 11th of September until last night. And I know the scores might not indicate it, Coach Lyle, but I'm sure that you saw a lot of improvement from the boys here over the last month and a half.
Yeah, we have. We've gotten a lot better as far as defensively. Offensively, it's a different story, but it's one of those things that as at-bats happen and whatnot and you get experience, it's going to help us out down the road.
Now, a part of it, too, is we talk about this all the time. You're seeing improvement from your guys. You're trying to bring it to the field, but it's not like other teams are staying at that level either. You know, other teams are improving, which makes it doubly difficult to try to get to that level.
Yeah. We are getting better, and it's tough whenever we're in games and things may not go our way or whatnot, and just keeping the boys positive as far as them getting better themselves and whatnot, and other teams that have had programs are just that much further ahead of us. I mean, they're younger kids that are freshmen. They already know what to expect and whatnot coming into their program. So that's what we're trying to build over at James Fort.
I know that it's looking at little things. But when you do look at the scores, 13-0 was not as lopsided as some of your other losses that you had last night. Where did you see that the boys made some progress over in Purdon, Coach?
Just more consistent. I mean, being more consistent defensively, not as many errors. They kind of jumped on us early. And so last night they actually put in some subs pretty early in the game. And we actually competed with them, which those are – their subs or their younger kids or kids that may not have played as much baseball in the summers and whatnot, that's kind of where we can compete with them. And it was actually, through the last three innings, it was actually relatively competitive. It was just they got up on us pretty early in the first inning. And but we did. I mean, that's kind of where I saw improvement was we were able to kind of hold our own a little bit versus their second team or at least half of their team was second team guys, and so we actually played pretty well the last three innings. We just got down early. So
how much as a coach you're looking for when, you know, as much as it's not fun when you're down by double digits, you kind of look to find the individuals that kind of have that attitude of, you know, getting up off the mat and fighting a little bit, not literally but figuratively, and just showing that much more energy to get back into the ball game. Are those things that you're looking for, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things that I've talked to him throughout the whole year, throughout this whole fall season, was that you can't really look at the scoreboard because some of those games get out of hand and it's just getting through the required innings and whatnot. But you look, I've preached to them that when we get down, don't worry about what's going on as far as scoreboard or umpires or the other team. Let's worry about ourselves. Let's try and do things how we're going to do them right. And that's, they understand. I mean, they've seen it firsthand where other coaches maybe nitpicking on an umpire or a kid may not have liked a strike call or a ball call, and they'll say something to an umpire. And so it's one of those things where it's been every little thing's been a learning point. And there's most of the kids have, even when we're down or we're in a long inning or whatnot, they've really stayed pretty positive. I got a couple of juniors, because we don't have any seniors right now, so I've got two juniors that have played for me last year that have really helped the freshmen, because I think we have four freshmen and then a couple sophomores and a couple juniors, and so they've really helped them out as far as how to act and how to prepare and how to get ready for the game and stuff like that. So it's one of those things where we're just worried about ourselves and we're trying to get better than we were the day before.
Well, it puts it into perspective, too, that when you have that many freshmen on your roster, many of them are playing. To be 14 years old and playing baseball against a lot of kids that are 16, 17, in some cases 18, that's difficult.
Oh, yeah, it's extremely difficult, and it makes it even harder when about three of the four freshmen have not played very much baseball ever, if any. And so they're learning on the fly. They're having to play positions that maybe they wouldn't normally play because we only have 9 guys on our roster right now to finish the year. So we've got a lot of kids out of position, but they're learning, and it'll benefit them in the spring whenever we get some Gallatin kids, when we get those Gallatin kids over, and we can start putting kids in more of a natural position, somewhere where they can really excel and focus on one aspect or one part of the defense and just get better at that.
So with the co-op in the spring, we talked about this last week, you're going to team with Gallatin. Is the team going to be known as Gallatin playing the GRC, or what's the plans for that next spring?
No, it'll still be, from my understanding, it'll be Tri-County with Gallatin. So it'll be a Tri-County based program. So we'll have like the Tri-County uniform and whatnot. And our schedule set up, I mean, we play a lot of GRC teams, just because they're close in proximity to us, but I don't believe that it'll actually be a part of the GRC conference.
Gotcha. So you'll play your home games in Jamesport, though?
We will. We're actually we're in talks with maybe picking out a game or two and playing at Gallatin, just because there are going to be so many kids that come from their school. So we are going to try and maybe play a game or two over there at Dockery Park. I know they've done a lot of work and whatnot over the last couple of years, and they actually have a pretty nice park over there.
Yeah. Called Tri-County. I'd almost be tempted for that sort of situation if you have, you know, Gallatin half the team and Jamesport half the team, to maybe call it East Davies or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any talks like that. We co-op with North Davies in the fall right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know exactly how they work it, but I know it's Tri-County and whatnot. But yes, they very well could. If the co-op stays going and whatnot, they may try and come up with a different thing, kind of like the East Harrison and all those guys.
Yeah, you know, discussion for another time, but I find the whole concept interesting that Gallatin, Jamesport will have a co-op for baseball starting next spring. As far as your team goes, Coach, you know, and I have this discussion all the time with coaches in the HDC conference. If you go out for baseball and, you know, you try your hand at it for 2 months, and then that's your baseball for the year, you're going to come back the next year, you're not going to be better. So getting them into Legion ball, certainly getting them into spring ball, working on their skills over the winter, whether that's in the gym or maybe there's a warm day, something like that, all that's very important for the program.
No, absolutely. This fall season, with this being my second fall, my second year coaching there, the things that we can accomplish in practice and whatnot is that much more advanced just from being last year. At this same time. So the boys are catching on. It's just really getting those game. It's really hard to simulate game speed. I mean, live at bats and all that stuff in practice. And when we only get 4 games played in the fall, even though, I mean, all the practice and everything helps, it's just really that game. They need more games so that they can see things live and make decisions. In that split second that they have to make decisions, that's what really will help us the most as we go forward. So this spring helps, or the fall helps get ready for the spring. But yes, the off season, the winter and whatnot, I know we're going to have a winter program for our boys, and I even think that Gallatin, we're going to go and meet with the Gallatin kids this winter and get them on some kind of a throwing program, just to get them, because that spring season starts at the end of February for practices and everything, so it starts pretty quick.
Yeah. If you just go by size of graduating class, I think Gallatin would be, what, 3.5 times size, something like that, bigger than Tri-County. So do you have an idea how many Gallatin guys might be on that team next spring?
We had a camp last summer, and they sent 12 to 13. We've kind of talked with Barron, their athletic director, and he thinks there might even be maybe a few more that come over. I'm guessing we're going to be somewhere around 15 kids from there, which right now we have 7 Jamesport kids and then 2 North Davies kids for this fall. Mm-hmm. So North Davies in the spring is going to be co-oping with Gilman, because Gilman's going to have a baseball program this spring. And so we have 7 Jamesport kids. We had 4 or 5 kids that have played that decided not to play this fall. So maybe some of them will come out again in the spring, just to try and focus on one season versus two. But we're probably looking from anywhere, I'm hoping around 20 to 25 kids.
That'd be fun. Looking forward to that already. Coach, we'll look forward to talking with you winter, spring months as well as you get that baseball program churning with Gallatin starting next year. Thanks for joining us here over the last month and a half.
Yeah, absolutely.